Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Leilani Part 2 episode. I was really looking forward to this because her trajectory has gone up since the last time she's been on the podcast. My favorite part about her interview is when she talked about her performing at Coachella this year and just her life since her record release party. So thanks for tuning in. Peace. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show.
Stevie Weeby, the Stevie Weeby Show, here again. Again, and it feels real great. Stevie Weeby, thank you for having me again. Again, and again, and forever, and again. Again. Here we are again. Yes. Veggie burger. 2 R's at the end.
We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome musician Leilani Part 2. I love that.
Hello.
That was
awesome. I feel like the first one was, I think I liked the first one a lot.
No, that was great.
Cool.
That's weird how I just bumped into you today by Boba time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was so,
so weird. Yeah, it was like right at the right time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right when I came out of the door.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. Yeah. You're like doing so
well. I saw
so
that
well.
Yellow beanie. I was like,
oh, that's steep.
That's steep. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so much to catch up on. I've just been, your show, let's talk about your show first of all. That was an awesome night. There was a lot of acts. There was a lot of energy. The space was cool. It reminded me of a rave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that I had, like, so there was, like, over 800 RSVPs for that show. Mm-hmm. But, like, I knew in my head, like, okay, if only half of those people are going to show up. And honestly, I was really surprised by how many people showed up. And it was all because of you guys. Like, it wasn't because of me. It wasn't because of, you know, it was because of everybody. It was your set. It was Yoshi Vintage. It was Exile. It was Free the Robots. It was DJ Nobody.
Exile.
It was Gavlin. Yeah.
DJ Exile.
Yeah. Exile. Yeah. Like, the lineup was crazy. And I planned that.
Yeah.
I planned it. I was like, I need the punk Lizard King.
Yeah.
I need the
yeah.
trap queen, Yoshi Vintage. Yeah. I need Gavlin, old school hip hop queen.
Yeah.
And then I need Exile, another MPC guy. And then I need Free the Robots.
That's
inspiration
so crazy.
Since like,
yeah.
I was so young.
How'd you find the space? Like, that was like a perfect space for
yeah,
a venue
it was,
like that.
So it was like, it was Obey, like,
Shout out to Obey
shout
Records.
Shout out to Obey Records.
And a special shout out for putting your record out.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
and we'll talk about that, too.
For sure, yeah.
So shout out to Obey.
Yeah.
How did you, like, link up with all these promoters? And
yeah, so with Obey, first, so shout out to Glenn, Mr. Road 2. Shout out to VPN Radio. That's mm-hmm. the radio host, the radio show that he throws. And he just asked me for an Obey mix because he was, like, putting together a mix of artists that were upcoming to put on the Obey website. And then, yeah, he just asked me, like, do you want to do a mix for the Obey website? And I was like, yeah, sure. So I did the mix, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna put in some songs from my record that's coming out on Dome of Doom pretty soon. And then
shout out to Dome of Doom.
Yeah, shout out to Dome of Doom. Shout out to Wiley. Mm-hmm. So thankful to, like, have all these people.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. So yeah, he asked me to put out the mix, and then I told him that I had a record coming out, and then that's when, like, we mixed it together with, like, let's put a release party. Let's do a release party
yeah.
for it with Dome of Doom and with all these artists that I want. And like, thank you so much again for playing. Oh, like, dude, Steve's anytime, set was awesome.
I love performing, man.
That was the best. I loved it.
Anytime you need me, I'll show up.
Really?
Oh, just like performing. Yeah.
Thank you.
It. It's just fun.
Your set was the best.
Like, no, it wasn't.
I mean, everyone's was great, but like, you're an entertainer.
There was a lot of I like Wally, but there was like an incident that happened, like, because some of Ilani's friends try to get back there, and there's like
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know?
No. Yeah, actually, no, I was there. I was there during your set, and I was standing next to David Chow. And then like, I see something happening.
Yeah,
and
it was like, during When the Bullies Fall.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, what's going on? I don't know. And
so
it was a crazy night. I don't know what happened. There was a lot of things going on.
But your dad stepped up.
Oh yeah,
because he broke it up, and your dad actually bought a CD off me and my.
Oh yeah,
record.
He told. Yeah, yeah, I have your sticker.
Yeah. So shout out to your dad.
You're actually on my wallpaper for my phone because I have all the pictures from the show.
Thank you.
And like, it inspires me when I look
at your dad's pictures. A G. Like he's a straight shooter. He's a really good guy.
Really cool.
Yeah. And I like the fact that he's into music, you know, through his DJing history, but then he supports whatever you're doing as well.
Yeah, he's great. Like, honestly. My dad's 100 times more cooler than me. He's way cooler than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, trust me. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
He is a pretty, he's yeah. Pretty, you don't yeah. want to
You don't
want to
mess with your dad. You don't want to mess with your dad.
Yeah.
But let's go back to your show. And like, so what was the reception like as far as after the release party and as far as like when did you release your record, the Fantastic Planet record?
So the album came out the day before, which mm-hmm. was January 18th. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when it came out, like, people were listening to it. I don't know. It was a lot of people. And then when we did the release party, like, then, like, I got, like, a few followers. And then Wiley got a few followers. And, like, yeah, everybody, like, had so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. It was a really fun night. Yeah. It was really fun.
How many songs on Fantastic Planet? Was it an EP?
I had to think. It's 14.
It's 14 songs. 14 songs.
Yeah.
So I want to ask about that as far as the creative process and how did you come up with?
Yeah, originally I actually sent Dome of Doom Wiley. I sent him 25 songs, and I did
25?
It all at once. Yeah, because I've been working on it for a pretty long time, mm-hmm. for sure. And like, you know, when you're an artist, you're kind of like, is this good enough? Is this mean? Oh, yeah, is this my sound?
Oh my God, yeah.
Do I like it? I don't like it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So I just sent him like 25 songs, and then we listened to all the songs, and then we chose the ones that we felt were best, and then we put it in the order that we thought was...
That made sense.
But yeah, it's basically just like songs that I've made from like age 12 to...
Why, really?
To like age 18, pretty much.
Wow. So it was like an autobiographical.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like a trajectory of your whole work through when you're younger to. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Dude, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then did you record? Because you're a student as well, right?
Oh, yeah. I recorded some of those vocals were all recorded in an open room and wasn't professional at all.
Some of them
were in my dorm. Some of them were in my room. Some of them were in my dad's bathroom away from my aunt's room so that she wouldn't get mad at me if I was like yelling in the mic or something. Yeah, but it's all just really raw. And I don't know if anyone can tell, but yeah, it's probably not the best mixed or recorded, but...
Dude,
that's how it came out.
Dude, it sounds dope. I mean, like,
thanks.
And then what kind of gear did you? Because you use synthesizers, drum machines. Like, what?
Yeah.
What kind of gear was involved with this album?
Yeah, it was just like mostly, like all of the weird instruments we have at home.
Mm-hmm.
I use the Omnichord a lot.
What's Suzuki. That?
It's like a little electronic harp. It's the thing that I used for the Nothing Changes
cover.
Yeah. So I used that a little bit,
and then you're hitting it.
Yeah,
on
and then I
What's
use
that?
The machine, Native Instruments.
Drum Is it a
machine.
Drum machine?
Yeah, it's like pads and stuff. Yeah,
damn.
Because
you're doing that live.
Oh
as
yeah.
Well. You're because I was like looking at your set, and you're like doing it live
oh,
and
yeah.
singing at the
yeah,
same time.
Yeah, I always do it live. Yeah, that was one thing about the show that I asked for a projector so that I could get my fingers and so that everyone could see, and I didn't know it was gonna be that packed. I don't think anyone expected it to be that packed, but a lot of people couldn't see anything, which kind of sucks, but
the
now,
layout was kind of, well, there's no stage, first of all.
It was very underground. Like,
yeah, it was like a
There was
it
no
was
stage,
raw.
Yeah.
But that was
and then
the
speakers sucked, but
right. Did you have a table? Like,
yeah, I had a
correct
table.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you had a table and then you're like in the front, like doing your thing.
Yeah, I had a table and then I had my synth and I had my other synth and then the drum machine and then the mixer and then the mic. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Man, that's so dope. I was just, everyone was just like happy to do it. It was like all support. And,
yeah, I really appreciate you coming.
Oh,
Steve.
come on!
Thank
I would do it every week if I wanted to. I would do it every week.
No, like, honestly, I feel like more than half of those people there were there for you. Like that's why I wanted you to go last because I knew
I was nervous
that
to go last.
Your fan base would come and that everybody would want to see your set. Like
I met some cool people as well.
Oh yeah,
like Tristan and the Free the Robots guy.
He's really cool.
And then I met Exile. And and then two of them have they were guests here. Like Free the Robots.
Oh, yeah. I saw the Free the Robots. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah,
that was a good
episode. Yeah. But I thought that as far as like you had a diverse group of acts.
That's how you throw a good show. Like you gotta do it diverse. You know, people don't want to just see the same genre.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as far as from that moment, because, like, I was on Instagram, and then it said something about Coachella, and then and I'm like, oh, and then I heard the news, and everyone was hyped about it. Like, tell us how you got that and that experience.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Beat Cinema. Shout out to Rick. Shout out to Wave Groove. Shout out to everybody that was there. So Beat Cinema, they're a beat collective from Pomona, and... They throw these shows in like LA and Pomona and like pretty much just in the area. And I've always been wanting to play a show there, but they have 21 and over shows and I'm not 21 yet. So then Rick has always wanted me to perform, I think. And then he was like, hey, do you want to perform at the Turndown Tent? And that's like their event at Coachella because they have that Turndown Tent every year that Beat Cinema does on the campgrounds at Coachella. And I was like, yeah, sure. So... he got me into that, so he like pitched me to whatever group they had, and then I got in. They're like, yeah, we definitely want Leilani. And I was like, oh my god, that's so, and like that like just that alone like made me like it's one of those moments that you get when you're like so happy, you know. I've had a few of those moments.
Dude,
yeah, like when I met you,
dope.
That was one of those
when
moments.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I was like getting nervous for you.
Oh no.
I was like oh my god
because Coachella was like, I was like, okay, you know, it's not the main stage, but it's still...
But it's Coachella.
It's at Coachella, and, you know, it's the campgrounds, and that was one of my things on my bucket list, you know?
Oh, my God.
And then, last minute, he was like, hey, got you on the Mojave stage, like, 2 days before Coachella. So then, and that moment, like, I cried.
Oh, you did? Did you tell
I always cry, like, when I performed at Low End Theory, when I get these big things, even when, like, David Cho liked my stuff, like...
Oh,
I
yeah.
Was, like, I have those, like, happy
that's
moments.
That's how I met you.
Yeah.
At the Cho show.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I've had a few of those moments, and, like, the Coachella thing was definitely, like, one of those moments. Like, even though, like, yeah, I opened the stage, it's, like, opening on one of the stages at Coachella. It's not the main stage, but it's still a stage.
It's
and
still a stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still performing
there. I was
really
thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your experience like walking around? Because I haven't been to Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think I've ever been to Coachella. Like, what's it like there? Because I'm kind of like tuned into the James Charles story.
Oh.
So, because there's a lot of drama with that.
It's honestly, most of the people that go to Coachella, like,
a lot of pictures, right?
I mean, yeah, like everybody go, like, let's go to Coachella, let's dress up, let's be crazy, you know. I don't know, but my experience there, like with an artist pass, it was awesome.
See,
I
want to talk about that
because
following the James Charles thing, there's different passes. There's a VIP pass, there's an artist pass, there's normal admission.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's it like dealing with all... I mean, how do they even organize
that? They have... So, they have, like, a general admission pass. That was the one that my friend had who came with me. And then they have a VIP pass. Mm-hmm. And then they have a guest pass.
Yeah.
And they have an artist pass. And then they have the passes for all the film and camera. They have, like, a bunch of passes.
So, did you have backstage access since you're a performer there?
Yeah. See, so, some of the artists... don't want people backstage, even if you have an artist pass. Like Aphex Twin, I couldn't go backstage for his
set. They performed there?
Yeah. 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 I opened for the stage that Aphex was on, the Mojave stage.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. It was pretty crazy. Dude, I gotta dap and there was, you for yeah, that. Forte was on there too, and a few other great artists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I also try to go backstage for Rico Nasty's set on Sunday, and I like Rico Nasty a lot. Like, if you put a song on by Rico Nasty,
I'm not familiar with Rico
Nasty. Oh, yeah, she's like a punk.
What are you laughing? What's your friend laughing at? Why are you laughing?
She's like Sugar Trap.
Wait, hold up. What's
like
Sugar Trap?
Sugar Trap.
Explain what Sugar... I don't have that question right now.
It's like bubbly trap.
Wait, explain it again.
Honestly, I don't really know.
Okay, so there's subgenres of trap?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But okay, Rico name Nasty's me one, like... Name me another one. What? There's Sugar Trap. What's another trap?
Sugar Trap. Sad Boy Trap. Is that a genre?
Sad Boy Trap.
I always tell my dad, the Sad Boy rapper wants to collaborate with me, and then he's like, what's that? What's a Sad Boy? What's this? What's
going,
Sad...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like guys with the with the black beanie. Yeah. Yeah. And then they have a cigarette, and then they're yeah. But I still listen to it.
Oh, my God, it's a different world.
Some of it is good. Yeah, I recently discovered this UK rapper that I really
What was his name?
Yeah, his name is Ono Capono. Shout out to Ono Capono.
Shout out to Ono Capono.
I just found him on SoundCloud. Yeah.
I feel like I'm so out of touch because when I think of Coachella, I think of Beastie Boys and Rage Against the Machine.
See, I wish I lived in that generation.
Because that's like the generation where I'm like, I'm missing out.
Yeah.
I should be there. Oh, my God. Right
now. No, yeah, now it's like.
Or Pavement or Flaming Lips or something.
Now it's like all trap rappers.
So music's changed.
Yeah, like Sheck Wes's set. So, you know that song Mo Bamba, right?
No, I don't know what's going on. I'm like literally in a different universe. Like, what you're saying, it's like alien language. You're like, yeah, Mo Bamba.
So you haven't heard that song?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I don't know what's going on. I literally listen to like Lonesome Crowded West and like The Cure and like The Far Side. And I'm like,
okay, yeah, because he has this one song that's like, where's Ollie?
We keep going.
I don't.
No, because I want to get the vibe of it.
Yo, where's Ollie with the na-na-na-na dough? You know that? You have to know that song. Okay. You don't
I
know
do
that
not
song.
Know. I have
okay.
no idea
you know
what's
what?
Going
That's
on.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, so it was.
So it's his hit, right?
It's a hit?
Yeah, so he played that song second to last. And everybody came when he was playing that song. And then when he was done, everybody left, and then he played his last song, and then he played that song again because everybody left the first time. So he played the same song twice.
Are you even allowed to do that?
I didn't know you were allowed to do that until he did that. Yeah, and I heard he did it three times on weekend one, which is crazy, but...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because honestly, yeah, I only... came to his set to see Mo Bamba live.
Can I ask you?
Then I left, and then he played it again, and people were running back. I was like, why are you running back?
Can I ask you something? Okay, because I come from like more the old school roots. When I think of making music, I don't think... Because nowadays, correct me if I'm wrong. Nowadays, I feel like you have to do that single.
Oh,
you do, you just make focus on one hit, and then maybe do an EP or two other songs. Yeah. Am I looking at it incorrectly as far as creating?
I really don't know. I don't really know. One-hit wonders don't last, I think. Like, if you're really a one-hit wonder, you're not...
Like, what's that country song that they just put out?
Oh, yeah, the little Nas song?
Yeah. Old Town Road. Yeah, when I heard that, I liked it. I was a little envious because Lil Ray. Shout out to Lil Ray.
I was thinking about cause
Lil
that.
Because Lil Ray's been doing... Lil Ray does a country rap song every week. Well, not this week, but every other week. And
maybe you should make a cover of it. And maybe it'll blow up.
I think Dumb already did a mixtape of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I can't... Dumb already did it.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
But going back to it, I was happy, but then I was also sad. Because I'm like, damn.
It's okay.
Damn, he did it already. But I've been, you know what I'm saying? Lil Ray's been doing it. But so with music, it's kind of like when you feel like something's about to hit, you have to create it and then put it out there, right?
Yeah, like you have to, so you create it,
Music video.
And then yeah, the music video.
See, that's where I'm lacking. Important. I'm lacking
that. But you do those really cool...
Yeah, I do a puppet show.
No one else does that, Steve.
What, a puppet show?
Yeah.
But no one really cares.
Really cool. I care. I like it.
You care because you're smart and you pay attention. But for the most part, no one really will watch. Do you think I should release... Or do you think Lil Ray should release a puppet show separately than the Stevie Weeby show?
I don't know.
Because I'm trying to think of different strategies now. Maybe I'm going about it wrong. Because Lil Ray, the puppet show's at the very end. Like, if there's there's not a Lil Ray this week, but normally it's every other week or every other week, and it's at the end of the interview.
At the end. Yeah.
So do you think that should be separate?
I don't know, because you've always been doing it at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do like a little bit of it in the beginning and then do it at the end or something. I don't know.
What do you think about this? What if I take it to a live show where it's
There's
like real, you know how like Flaming Lips?
Do that.
They had like stuffed animals. Like.
Yeah. No, please do that. People would love that.
It'd be more
of that.
Theatrical.
No. Yeah. 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 Okay. I don't want to go to a show just to see a rapper show up. I want to see a show, you know?
You want to see a show.
That's like Coachella. Every rappers at Coachella, some of them aren't even singing all of their songs. Like they sing half of it and then they're just like standing there like dancing. And then everyone else is moshing but they're just standing there. And it's like, dude, I want to see a show.
Why are they rapping over their track?
Exactly.
Because that's a no-no for me.
Yeah.
And the way I've seen shows is like, you can't rap, do it like you singing over your track. That's for them to buy your merch.
Exactly.
And when they get home, they put it on their headphones. Not like a show is like, they want to see you do it live. Mm-hmm. That's
what I want
to
see.
Are we in a different age now where it's acceptable to do it over your track?
I really hope it doesn't like continue with that.
You don't do that.
No.
You did it live. Yeah. You did it live.
I want it,
And I respect that.
Thank you. I mean,
please keep doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be as entertaining as I can be. Still learning, still getting a little more comfortable.
I'm so proud of you. You're on the right track. And that's why I wanted to have a part two and a part three and a part four, because I want to follow your trajectory.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve.
Anytime.
Yeah. Thank you again for performing.
Shout out to your dad again. I want to shout your dad.
Shout out to your dad.
Can we go back to Loewen Theory days?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So what was that experience like, and how did you get in with that camp?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I've always been a fan of Loewen Theory, like, since I got the Beat Machine. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, honestly, it was my dad. Like, my dad introduced me to, like, Loewen Theory residents and that whole scene. I didn't even know that existed.
Mm-hmm.
So I was influenced at a pretty young age. Shout out to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I kind of like took my own route. Like,
yeah, he paved your own way.
He's a great parent. You know, to be a great parent, you got to like figure out what your kid likes
and encourage it,
support it all the way. That's what a good parent does. So shout out to my dad
and
for that.
Also,
for sure.
What I like about your dad is, when we dropped you off that last time, remember, the first time you did this, and when we went to your living room area to meet your dad and the cute dog, he had, crates of records everywhere in the living room.
Oh yeah.
And like, I was like, whoa, there's like a lot of music in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool.
He's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with Loewen Theory, they had a Beat Invitational and
you win it?
I'm gonna send in my stuff, see what happens. Yeah. And then they noticed me, like Daddy Kev and DJ Nobody and all of them. And that was one of the first moments when I like cried, like, you know, those happy moments. It's like, oh my God, because this is like Loewen Theory. Like, I would have their venue like on my wall, like it was my wallpaper. Like, I was like, I just want to perform at this venue and my life, I'll be so happy after that, you know?
Then
I get into the Beat Invitational. And then, so it's the semifinalist, top 10, right?
How
and then they have
how many contestants?
Probably like hundreds of thousands. I don't know how many people turned in their stuff.
Going,
So I sent in the live video of me doing my beat stuff, Minuscule. And then, so I was in the top 10. I freaked out. And I was like, okay, calm down. Might not be in the finalists. And then I got in the top 5. And the top 5 get chosen to perform at the Shrine, which is Low End Theory Festival 20... I don't remember if it was 2016 or 2015, but something like that. I was... How old was I? I think it was like 16 or 17 years old. So, yeah, after that, I performed at the festival, did two songs, and then, yeah, like, Low End Theory, that was an amazing moment. And that wasn't even the venue. That was, like, the festival. Damn. And then DJ Nobody was like, do you want to perform at the venue? And I was like, yes, I do. Of course.
How nervous were you before
I was really nervous. Yeah.
I mean, that place must have been packed.
Yeah, I was so nervous. And, like, even being next to, like, all the residents, like, it's just so weird when you meet
people you look up to,
that you listen to. Like, even meeting you, Steve, like, I was nervous.
Come on.
And I'm still nervous when I talk to you.
You're nervous right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
You can tell she's nervous? Why? Like, this is your
I'm
second.
I'm just excited.
You're
going
to come here time and time again. That's why this platform is here.
No, I'm always...
This platform is for artists like you, right? And so, man, let's keep talking about your music and you're nervous. Did your hands ever get cold and clammy?
Oh, yeah. I always get shaky and then I press the mute button by accident. Then it gets really embarrassing. Then my throat gets dry. And yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, my God, he's watching me. Like, the person that I look up to. Oh, my God. They're watching me. Oh, my God, that guy's filming, you know. I get less nervous when I can't see the people in front of me. But when it's, like, two people, I'm so nervous.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. How do you deal with that now? Like, because you're going to be performing more.
Now I actually don't really get nervous anymore. Like, after the Obey release party, it was kind of, like, over. Like, I don't know. It was weird. Because, like, I don't know what it was. Like, now I'm not like shaking when I'm performing, and mm-hmm. now I'm like I'm doing more things with my hands and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like now I'm like, I don't know what it is. I don't really. I can't explain it. I don't know.
Did you record your? What do you record on? Like what program or?
Oh yeah, Ableton. I still use Ableton.
Because I still haven't figured it out. I haven't.
Oh really? Yeah. If you need help, I can totally help you.
I don't even know how to get started.
Yeah, it's it can be tricky.
Is it like GarageBand?
No, not really.
I'm sorry, it made your friend laugh. Why'd you laugh?
Yeah, shout out to Cassie.
Shout out to Cassie. Why did Cassie laugh? I recorded my album.
I didn't know that you use GarageBand.
Yeah.
Voice. Oh, wow. Oh,
okay, yeah. It just makes sense to me.
Yeah. No, yeah, a lot of people use GarageBand.
Can we put this out in the universe?
Yeah.
Ableton, if you're out there, if you want to sponsor a dope artist... You know where to find her. Leilani. So Ableton, that'd be dope.
That would be really dope. Cool.
That would be dope.
Definitely.
Let's put that out there.
Yeah, shout out to Ableton.
So what are your goals now? I think you're on the right path. Are you planning to tour? Do you want to do festivals?
Yeah,
like what's going on?
I'm just trying to like perfect my art, my craft. Like that's really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna let it take me wherever it takes me, and mm-hmm. I want my next album to be better than Fantastic Planet. I want the next album to be better than, well, of course, you know, you want to develop as an artist.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like consistent or repetitive.
Right.
I still want it to be me, but I want it to be more like, I feel like Fantastic Planet is a good album. You know, it's the first album I put
out. It's on my fridge.
I'm really happy. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on my fridge.
Cool.
Right there,
I'm really happy with how it came out. And mm-hmm. I just want the next one to be, like, more of me. Like, I feel like I didn't really show my full potential, like, with my voice, with my production.
Oh, so yeah. I feel like
I'm at, like, 25% of what I could probably do.
Yeah. That's like, good. Well, yeah, you're realizing that.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Would this be, like, another way to look at it? Like, I know, you, like, as an artist, you want it to be better, but how about looking at, like, you just want to be different, have that album way different?
Oh yeah, like I want it to be harder than because Fantastic Planet's like there's a lot of pretty songs and
but that's cool.
It's pop. It's very pop. It's more pop than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Until like all these album reviews are like pop, synth pop.
Oh.
I'm like oh, I'm pop. Okay, I'm pop.
How do you feel when you read reviews like that? Like because they're trying
It's pretty. I mean, I don't know. It's whatever they see it as.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know in your heart that you could go beyond pop as well. You could do harder stuff. Yeah. You could scream.
Yeah. Yeah, I want the next album to definitely be more like... I have a lot of like synth punk stuff mm-hmm. that I haven't released.
Why don't you release?
I'm perfecting
it. Oh, you're perfecting it.
Yeah, no, but I definitely want to put out like... I just want to put out a hard album. Like yeah. an album with like an album cover that's like... Like an angry phase yeah. or something. Because I, yeah. I,
you have
Spantax
a...
Spantax Planet 1 is like soft. But yeah. I have so much like
stuff. Right, right. And the thing with you as an artist, you're very unique too. Your voice is very unique and you could tell it's you. Like who are some of your inspirations? Like stuff that yeah. like you grew up, yeah. like who are like...
Yeah. Well, like last time, like it's always Beth Gibbons, Bjork. I've been listening to a lot of Bjork lately. Like...
Yeah.
Bjork a lot. I think also because she just recently came out with that whole cassette collection, and I really like cassettes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been listening to Bjork a lot. I really like her vocals. They're
Blonde
insane.
Redhead?
Who?
Blonde Redhead?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could see that. Like, that. Those are good people to look up to.
Definitely.
Blonde Redhead,
yeah.
Bjork, Portishead, Beth
yeah,
Gibbons.
Beth Gibbons, and yeah, Stevie Weeby.
You don't have to.
Yeah, just like any singer that has like soul and you could really feel it. Because for me, when I write my songs, it's all freestyle.
Oh, it is?
I don't ever write anything down. Everything is like...
Even the single Floating?
Floating, I don't know how I came up with Floating. I just, yeah.
It's a great concept.
So I was playing on the synth. And I was pressing the oscillator button, and I was like, I feel like I'm in a hot air balloon.
Oh.
And then I was like, floating.
Yeah.
I was like, that's actually really cool. It was on New Year's Eve. I had like a mohawk.
Oh.
Yeah, I used to have a mohawk when I was in high school.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah. And I was like, this is a good song. This is a pretty cool song.
So you just
yeah.
came up with it like that?
Yeah. That's how it is. Like, I don't think you should ever force. You could tell when someone wrote something and, it, you know, they forced it. So yeah,
that's actually
my songs are all freestyled and like in the moment,
just
and like
off the cuff,
just as raw as possible. Yeah.
Wow. So you don't, God, that's a whole different way of doing it. Because usually, yeah. like, usually with me, I have a chronological order.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
First I make the music, then that takes hours.
Yeah.
It might take all night.
Yeah.
Then I sit with that and I listen to it over and over again, and then I write to it. It's never like I have the idea.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I do that too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, but like with lyrically, I'll freestyle, and some of it will sound like gibberish, and then maybe I'll go back and like tweak some of the words. But most of the time, it's just whatever comes out. It came out. Oh, it actually makes sense. Okay, let's just leave it like
that. That's like the most natural it could be, because you're not forcing it. It's just there. That's, you can learn a lot from that, actually. That's
definitely
a very good technique.
Yeah, it's very, like, to do that, you just really have to, like, be 150% of yourself, pretty much.
In
like,
there.
I need to be alone. I need to be in the moment. I need to be relaxed. I need to, you know.
Just be present.
I need to feel the beat. I need,
So would you say, because that's like my weakest point is coming up with choruses
and the
melodies or being melodic. Like, I'm horrible, but that's like, in today's age, that's like the most important.
Yeah.
Is coming up with that first, because that's what
like
stands out.
Yeah, like the melody, like how it all fits in together. I don't, for me, it's just, you just go for it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain
it.
You just kind of just.
Yeah, I don't think it's something you can explain. It's just something that happens, right?
You just really have to, like, you have to really emotionally be there. Like, your emotional intelligence has to be, like...
Invested.
Yeah. I'm a very highly, highly sensitive person.
Yeah. You could tell by your music as well. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, do you
think... I have a song...
What's so funny about that? Go ahead. But that's what makes you an artist.
Yeah.
Because you have
to
feel...
I'm a really sad person.
No, but
I feel I'm in this acting class. I took this acting class.
Oh, I didn't know that you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I go to college for animation. So I'm in this acting for animation class. I took it last semester.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tracy Burns. Mm-hmm.
Is that your instructor?
Yeah, she was my instructor for acting for animation. Mm-hmm. And So there was this one scene. So she makes this act out scenes. And there was this one scene where it was like really emotional and sad. And what you have to do in acting is you have to like, you know, you have to put yourself in the situation. Mm-hmm. So I did that during my monologue, presenting it in front of all of my classmates. And then I just started crying. But like, I couldn't stop crying after that. Like I was crying during, I was saying, when I was saying my script, but when I was done with the script, I couldn't stop crying. Like I was like sobbing, like sobbing, sobbing. Like everybody in the classroom was looking at me like, whoa, she's actually sad. And then teacher had to drag me inside and be like, look, it's going to be okay. Here's my phone number. Yeah. This is a thing that happens with actors, yeah. You know, when it's trauma. It's trauma. And I was like, oh, my God, is there something wrong with me?
Yeah.
She's giving me her phone number. This is bad. You know,
that's crazy.
But but she was like, you know, you're just a highly sensitive person. And so am I. And she was like, you feel everything from the ground up. There's a lot of benefits, but there's also a lot of stuff that's not benefiting to you, you know?
Yeah.
Very emotional. But I embrace it.
Dude, that's, you yeah. know what? There's nothing wrong with yeah. that, especially doing that. It's yeah. like you have to be vulnerable. You have
to. Oh, yeah,
to, like,
definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
So I had no idea, like, you're doing these classes. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, I'm doing all of this at the same time. It's, wow. How I'm still going to college.
How do you juggle all these things? Right now?
I don't sleep. What? No, sleep? Sometimes I don't sleep. Yeah. Like, and even ask Cassie. I barely hang out with people at college, like barely. I barely go out. People ask me like, Leilani, are you okay? Or why don't you want to hang out with us? And it's just because I just want to stay in my room and I got to work on this thing and yes, I got this project that I got to do. And, you know, I love all of the people that I've met at college and all my friends and stuff. But sometimes, I don't know. I like to be in my room, you know?
I'm the same. Really I can totally. I'm not judging you. I'm like the male version of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, as this guy, I don't want to go anywhere. I'll go to Starbucks.
Yeah. I mean, I'll hang out sometimes, but like most of the time, like, people will be like, where's Leilani? We forgot about her. You
right.
know? Yeah.
Especially when you're working on a project.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't talk to me. I'm like so honed in on
Definitely.
It that
yeah.
that's all that matters. And that's problematic if you're, especially if you're in a relationship as yeah. well, like, cause it's yeah. like, you have to kind of
yeah.
get out of that and be like, oh, okay, I'm sorry. And like, so do you leave to go to the cafeteria or something?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I go to class yeah. every day and I still do my assignments, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I kind of like, now that I've gone to art college and animation college and taken all of those classes and stuff, now I see my art, like, I can, I don't know, this is going to sound weird. Like, I hear it auditorily when I draw sometimes. And sometimes when I'm making my music, now I see things visually, you know. So I actually, I know last time I was talking about, like, I don't really want to go to college. But I actually really like it, Steve. Like,
I forgot that you're on the cusp of going.
Yeah,
because you didn't want to leave.
Yeah, it's honestly been probably the best experience I've ever had. Like, even living in the dorms, it's great. Like, I've learned so much about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I know myself so well now, and there's been a lot of bad moments, a lot of good moments, a lot of crazy things that have been happening, but overall, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people will be like, I'd rather go to college, learn this art thing, kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, yeah.
Then, you know, work at Starbucks and do my music at the same time. You know, I don't know. It's a lot of, honestly, I get really tired. I get tired all the time.
Oh, my
It's
God.
Really tiring, but I love it.
Is your dorm co-ed?
Yeah. Well, okay, so for the first year, I roomed with my roommate, Gigi. Shout out to Gigi.
Shout out to Gigi.
Gigi!
Shout out to Gigi.
All right, that was freshman year. She was awesome. Like, remember when I was nervous about my roommate?
Oh, yeah.
She was the best roommate ever. Yeah. She's so cool. Lets me do my music, you know. Super awesome, super chill.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year I got to get a single dorm.
Oh,
Sophomore year.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. So
that's
after that it was great.
That's you can't go back, right?
Yeah.
Once you go to the single dorm, you can't go back.
Yeah.
Because once when I went to Arizona State and I got a single, I mean it was probably the size of the bathroom and the fridge
fine.
Is.
That's fine. Yeah.
But that was good enough
single
for me.
Dorm, yeah.
I didn't have to deal with the other person I'm living with. Like, and it was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't mind the community bathrooms.
Wait, you had community bathrooms?
Yeah, like I don't mind it. I don't mind the community bathrooms. It was literally just a box, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was just a bed with a desk.
And a
closet.
Can I tell you a story? Because the second dorm, it was I lived at Ocotillo, then Saguaro, but then it was community. I had my own bathroom,
then
when it went to community bathroom, I was scared to shower.
Really?
Well, I was scared to the normal dudes would go in the morning, but then I'd wait till like 4 a.m. and I would like tiptoe. I'd go like, and then night, like a couple of the other students like caught me slipping. They were like talking in the hallway, and I was like, I had the towel wrapped around my waist, and I was like really embarrassed.
Oh my God.
I was just like, I don't know, I just felt really awkward.
Oh, that's really
and I was
funny.
I was trying to like hurry up and like run, like, so they,
oh my God. How I do it is I just change in the shower.
Yeah.
So is
it like a junior high school shower? It's a big area, or do you have individual stalls?
That's funny, because my dorm was actually above a high school.
Oh
yeah.
It was?
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah, my school's really weird. Yeah. But yeah, it's above this high school. So it's the 4th and 5th floor. That's the dorms. But under it is a whole high school. Like during weekdays, there's students walking around.
Whoa.
And then, but yeah, the bathrooms are like, it's just like female and then male bathrooms and then gender neutral bathrooms. And it's just the showers. We have a shower section, and then we have like the toilets and the sinks. Yeah, you had to brush your teeth and community bathroom too.
But like, were there stalls
There's stalls.
Okay.
For the toilets and the showers.
Yeah.
I don't know how the guys' restrooms are.
Okay, because another dorm I lived in, they had like the big, there was no stalls.
Oh.
And I was really scared to go in there.
Oh, that's, yeah, I don't know how I feel about
that. Yeah, it was literally.
I don't think I'd be able to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, kind of weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you need the stall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have to, did you have like slippers like this when you?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I had little sandals. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Like PTSD, like just thinking of like having a shower.
The floors were disgusting. Like definitely. But I mean, honestly, like you get used to it. I didn't really mind it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a pretty, honestly, I'd be okay like in the future if I just lived in a small apartment like that or something.
With
you
your
know?
Drum machine.
Yeah, I'd be totally fine with that, you know.
In your little corner.
In a box,
like
yeah.
a nook.
Yeah.
And then you could record, shower, and go out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could.
Could you live in a space?
I could live
in a space like this.
I would appreciate
this.
It. Yeah, I could definitely live in a space. I don't need a big house. I don't need to clean that whole 5-story house.
Dude, you're an artist, man.
You know,
that's
oh really?
Yeah, okay, oh yeah. Because cool. You saying that's like Charles Bukowski.
I mean, I don't need
right
yeah.
there. That's like, I just need a room. Yeah. I just want to have my typewriter, and leave me alone.
Oh yeah, leave me alone. That's the number one rule.
Yeah. So how was your meal plan like? Like what was the setup like there?
Yeah.
Was there like a Taco Bell or a Pizza Hut or on campus or like what was that like?
No, no. I mean, yeah. So I'm still vegan. I'm still vegan.
Then how did you find vegan food?
Bread. Sometimes I'll eat bread out of the bag, like a bag of chips. Like I'll just eat bread. I'll eat carrots with hummus, and I'll eat my diet has been pretty unhealthy for sophomore year just because it's a little more stressful, and I had the album coming out and I was working on a lot of music, and it was a lot more stress, a lot less sleep, and most of the time I would buy. So shout out to A2, it's the cafe
shout out to A2.
At my college.
Is it like a 7-Eleven?
Basically, no.
Okay, well, explain what A2 is. I just want to know.
Yeah, they're
it's
really nice people.
It's a cafe, and it's family owned by people at your school.
Yeah, they're a little overpriced, but so I would get this no cheese pizza, which is like the only vegan thing.
Mm-hmm.
And until I made them, like I would always get the no cheese pizza every day. And then one day I was like, I'm really bored of this. Can you make me fried rice with veggies?
Oh my God.
And then they made it for me. Like it wasn't even on the menu, but they're like, okay.
Yeah. Leilani's so you lived cool. off A2.
I lived off A2. Shout out to A2. Yeah. And I lived off of oatmeal and canned soup.
She's not lying, huh?
But now that I'm back, like now I'm cooking for myself again and I have more time and stuff.
Could someone cook in their dorm room? Can you cook in your dorm?
Oh, not in the dorm. There's a community kitchen.
Oh, how does that work? Like, how does the community, like... You have to like schedule an appointment.
Oh,
to
no,
cook?
No. You could go in there anytime, but it's like There's people in there.
Can I tell you a story of the community kitchen?
Oh, yeah.
My meal plan ran out.
Oh.
And I was too prideful to ask my mom to re-up my meal card. And mm-hmm. I was starving. I was starving. So I asked for the community kitchen key.
Yeah.
And there's a community kitchen fridge. I opened it up and there was nasty food in there. Like a half-eaten hard-boiled egg and like a pot just filled with old ramen. And I'm just like, all right, that's my meal. And so I literally took that, the leftovers from weeks, and I would just put it on the stove, throw the egg in there. That's how starving I was.
That's crazy.
Have you ever stolen like stuff from the on-campus convenience store?
I don't think so. I don't think I have.
Because I was so desperate, I would get Tupperware. And this is in the 90s. I'm not scared. So Arizona State, you could come after me. But, you know, I could be making the story up.
True.
I would take Tupperware in my backpack. And my homies would sneak me in. And I would just steal, like, Frosted Flakes. I go, and then I'd put it in there. And then bananas. And then.
That's funny.
Yeah. So you didn't do anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah. I wasn't that hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to Marco, because Marco would steal avocados for me.
Shout out to Marco.
I would live off of avocados and tomatoes. And Marco would always go to Safeway and steal an avocado for me, like, every week.
I live off avocados right now.
Yeah. I love avocados. Avocados and tomatoes.
You could live off avocados.
I could live off avocados. Because
it's like you get, there's fats in it, mm-hmm. protein, and you could just put seasoning on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you worked around your vegan diet through just this store, restaurant, this family-owned business.
Yeah. I still take my, you know, my vitamin Bs and my iron, vitamin D.
Yeah.
Still got to make sure I get protein.
What about, like, meeting boys or other students? Like, you don't have time for that? Because that's a part of college, too. I'm just letting you know, right?
Well,
no.
No, I don't have time for that.
No time.
No time for that. But, yeah, boys. Actually, I don't think I want to talk about this.
Because that's what college is, too. You know what I mean? Parties. No time for parties.
I went to I haven't gone to a lot of parties, honestly.
Unless you're performing at the party and they're paying you $200.
That's what I say. I say, like, you know, yeah, I'll party if I'm performing at the party.
And then you can sell your merch.
Yeah, I'll party at my party.
Dude, you're on your way to success. Yeah,
really? Cool.
You're going to be success. That's all I'm
hoping, yeah.
Because a normal college student is like, hey, dude, give me a keystone, bro. Yeah. And they're like, and they end up getting arrested, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like on like the business creation tip.
Yeah, yeah. It's just more fun for me. I don't know.
I would love to trade places with you. And
really?
Just be like with your mindset.
No, yeah.
Because my college experience, I did incorrectly.
Mm. Yeah. When I'm alone in my dorm, it's like fantastic planet. Like I do weird stuff in my room when I'm alone.
Give me an example. I'm dying to know. Just give us a couple examples of that.
I talk to myself a lot. I'm not going to lie. I talk to myself. And actually, my dorm is like right across the guys' bathroom. And one of my friends.
Be real about it.
Yeah, one of my friends, August. Shout out to August. He said he was pooping in the bathroom one time.
I knew it was a poo story.
Yeah, and then he was like, yeah, I heard you talking on the phone. You know, you were talking about some artist and you were singing. You were singing really loud. And I was like, oh, wow, you can hear me? I wasn't talking on the phone. I was talking to myself. I was just like, you know,
that happened to me kind of too. You know what? I could really relate to you because like really? I see myself in you. When I because I got I went to a different dorm and that's when I had a tape four track mm-hmm. and I was like doing songs like rapping at 4 a.m. and then the students are like, were you rapping at like 4 a.m? Can you not do that? And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, you have to practice.
Well, you have to create.
You have to create. And the walls are thin. So that's too bad.
Oh, my God. So she's like This is her college. This is who she is.
Yeah.
You don't have time for any of that.
Mm-mm, I don't have. But also, like, I don't really care about any of the other stuff, honestly. I really don't.
You don't care about the college experience. The parties. Well,
that is, for me, the drinking. That's my college experience, you know? Like,
that's yours.
It's being in my dorm and just imagining this place and just being myself. I don't know.
Do you have an
I still like, you know, have friends.
Yeah. Is there an RA? Do you have an RA?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I actually applied. I applied to try to be an RA. I passed the first round.
Explain what an RA is to the viewer.
Residential advisor.
Hello.
And you basically.
I know why you want to be an RA. Because the RA in our hallway, they get a bigger room.
They get a bigger room, they get free housing, and they get their own room. But they also have a lot of responsibilities. I wanted to be an RA. Because I thought it'd be, you know, pretty cool if I was an RA.
Yeah.
I passed the first round. I got the interview. And then I didn't get hired.
Someone beat you out?
Yeah.
Who could beat you out?
They were looking for a really bubbly person, you know. And I don't know. I was really nervous during the interview because they were asking me. Like, I studied for that interview. Like, all the questions they asked me, I knew the answer to. But I also thought about it too much. So, yeah. So it was like, okay, that's fine.
The RA's room is always swankier. Like, they have the lava lamp and the rug and the, you know what I'm saying? You get jealous when you come from your room and you walk by in the hallway and you look. Because they always invite, they'll invite everyone in. Hey, look at my room. And then you go in there and you're like, you're jealous. You're secretly like, oh, God, why did they get this room? Are you going to apply again to be an RA?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. To get that free housing? Yes.
Yeah. What are the other benefits on top of that? Think about it.
Free housing and it's a good leadership skill, I think. And you get to like connect. It's more of the college experience for sure. Like, you definitely have to be more involved.
Yeah. And you have advantages. Because all the RAs I knew, they always had boyfriends or girlfriends. Because they're like, right?
A lot of them don't have time.
Wait, am I wrong there? Are we in different times? I don't talk to people that live at
school. Ooh. Yeah, my friend doesn't dorm, but I do.
Oh, she moved. That's the next step.
Yeah, yeah.
You're off campus?
Yeah, Cassie's off campus.
When are you going to make that transition?
When I can afford it and I can't afford it. Because at least with the dorm, it's like, okay, this is part of my loans, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can't afford, like right now, I'm not making a lot of money.
But you're in college. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm in college. That's why, I'd rather dorm because it's like easier. Mm-hmm. It's a little cheaper for me. Actually, next semester, I'm not going to have a single dorm. I'm going to be living with like 5 people.
Wait a minute, why?
Because that's what I can afford, and they're getting rid of the building that I was in for the single dorm, so now I'm going to be living with 3 girls in one room, and then the other room is going to be 2 guys, and it's going to be 1 apartment, 5 people. I don't know how that's going to work out, but...
I don't know if that's going to be a good thing for you.
I don't know, we'll see what happens. That's what we can afford. Like, I can't afford a single dorm, I can't afford... Like, this is the cheapest option, and I need to do this.
Okay. I understand that. But have you gone to student services or the building where there's other options? Like, did you investigate other every dorm option?
Oh,
did you talk
all the
to
other?
Yes,
all the other dorms are like way more expensive. Yeah.
So you've studied every other dorm option there is on your campus.
Yeah, there's only like 4. There's only like 4 options. Yeah.
There's only 10 minutes left? Okay, I feel like we're just starting up here. We're like, this is like college talk, you know? Is there any way, because I don't know how I feel. I feel like you need your space. You need your space not only for your peace of mind, but you also need your space because you have a lot more albums to record.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So what I want, I mean, this is just like because I'm, you know, coming from like an older brother role. I would like for you two, see how that works. But then if there's warning signs, be like, maybe just, I would like other options for
you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to try it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was pretty scared about my first year of college, but I got through it and I did what I had to do and mm-hmm. I just fought through it, you know, so we'll just see how this goes.
Yeah.
I think I can make it work out. If I can't, okay. then okay. I don't know. You know,
I'll talk to your dad for you.
Oh, yeah. Talk to my dad. Please.
I'll talk some sense. I'll just say, listen, just a little bit more money. We could get her out of there. Into a better
room. Because he told me this? That too. He was like, how are you going to make your music? And I was like,
see?
I don't know.
And that's your dad.
But he was also
I'm
like,
the homie, but that's your
like,
dad.
Yeah, you can't afford, you know.
He knows. Like, your dad knows.
Yeah.
Could this be another option? Off campus, room for rent. Like back house. Right?
Off campus is cheaper anyways.
Off campus, yeah. Airbnb, whatever. But you're like, you could have the back house, like the back, you just need a
true.
Room.
Yeah.
So just keep that, write that down in your notebook yeah. when you get home.
It needs to be a room and I need to be able to walk to campus or dude, have some type of transportation.
Get a bike.
That's true.
So get a bike, get a good lock for your bike, right?
Oakland's pretty dangerous.
How about this? I'm going to put this out there. If you want to, we'll start a GoFundMe bike. For on campus, for Leilani. So how about this? Bike.
Wait, and then I have a bike.
Okay, we'll bring it to campus. Get a good lock for it.
I have a lock. I have a Supreme lock.
Supreme lock. Yeah. Oh, so we gotta keep tabs on the housing and your peace of mind for your creation. Because
oh,
at
yeah.
the end of the
I
day,
mean,
right, at the end of the day, it's good, but you need that space.
Yeah. I mean, I do.
Yeah, you do. And I'll talk to your dad and we'll work it out. I'll just say, listen, if you could just, we just need to figure out a way to get her off campus.
I'm going
to
do the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe in the universe. Whatever happens will happen for a reason.
Or apply to be an RA again?
Is
that a possibility?
I can do that, but I just won't get it this year. Like, it would be like my senior year, I'll have.
You can't
the RA
do
position.
Temporary RA, like take over half the year. Like, there's no deal like that. Because a lot of RAs, mm-hmm. this is what happens, at least at ASU, a lot of RAs just are over it and they're like, you know, I want to go off campus. And then maybe you could take over that RA's responsibilities.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I'm like the backup RA, but like everyone that didn't get the interview part, because there's two rounds. Anyone who failed the second round, I feel like they all kind of got. Oh, yeah, you're backup RA.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would be a great RA.
You would be the best RA.
Yeah. I would definitely. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's why I didn't get the job. Maybe because they didn't
You'd
think
be
I'd
too
be
good.
The best.
Yeah. No, you would be the best
oh,
on
know.
Campus.
Maybe.
So we're
it's
wondering.
Probably because I'm too short and, like,
no.
people would, like, mess with me or something.
No. That's not the case. We're going to have to make a visit to that campus, so if that's the case. I'm sorry. I just, you know, I want you to keep creating your music and your art and keep your acting going. Now, since we're boiling down, I want to at least put this out there. How do people, what's your social media and your website or where can people hear your music?
Yeah. Instagram at Veggie Burger. That's Veggie Burger with two R's at the end. Twitter, Leilani's Beats, LEALANI. SBEATS. So that's Instagram, Twitter. I'm also on Facebook. Still don't really use it that much, but I still try to use it. That's at Leilani's Beats. And then I'm on every single streaming platform, I think. Spotify, Apple Music, just look up Fantastic Planet, Leilani. You'll see the bird head with the flower, mm-hmm. red background and the dress. You know, yeah. Fantastic Planet.
Okay, good.
For
good.
Sure.
You did good there. Okay, cool. I have a couple more. I don't want to miss anything.
Oh, and all streaming platforms. Platforms.
SoundCloud as well. SoundCloud as well.
Yeah, SoundCloud, Spotify, everything. Yeah.
When you do, because you're going to do more shows, more festivals, more tours, how do people stay in touch with that? And like if you have a show coming out, how do they
definitely
find that out?
Just social media. I'll be posting about it every single social media platform. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have an actual website. I should probably...
Yeah, you should definitely look into it. Look into it. Look into it.
Yeah.
I think you're ready. You're ready.
People, yeah.
Dude, your social went way up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, way, like, yeah. You know what I mean? And it's going to keep going up.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely follow her and support everything she does. And what's your campus called?
California College of the Arts.
RA.
RA,
look
yeah.
into it. Promote her to RA.
Yeah. Okay?
If you're out there and you have housing options near that campus, holler at her, holler at me. I'll transfer the message to her. Cool. She needs to keep creating. She needs a space to create her art and to write
if
her
not,
music.
No worries.
No. Let me.
I can make it work.
I know, but like, please reach out and make that happen. Okay, so are we good? Like, is it an hour? I want to make sure this is at least.
Yeah, and Steve, I just want to say again, thank you so much for performing. Thanks for having me again. And
anytime.
Thank you for the support always. I'm here for you too.
This is going to be a work in progress. You're going to keep coming back here. We're going to follow your whole trajectory. If this, I'm going to do my announcements. Like, I just need to talk to them. So I need to talk to them to make sure this podcast still remains. So support her, everything she does. Support this podcast, okay? We have a Patreon attached to this podcast, patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Make that pledge. Keep this alive. Got a shout out to the new patrons, Voistrin Comedy and Azeem Ali. If you want to check out some of my music, stevieweebybandcamp.com. I want to talk to you. I should have it on other platforms. I don't know why I haven't done that yet. But I'll have it on other platforms. It's just on Bandcamp right now. Instagram/QUANGOU. There's a vlog series that I'm doing where I unbox packages. And if you want to send your packages so for us to open up, send your packages to The Stevie Weeby Show at 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. I'm so proud of you. I wish you only the best. It's just gonna be awesome hearing your future projects, and I can't wait to see what you create.
Cool. Thanks, Steve.
With that being said, there's no little ray. I mean, there's supposed to be a little raise, but it's like I had a show. We'll get back on the little ray the following week. Okay, so just bear with us. We're still working this out. Got the new camera. We're gonna make this work, okay? Make that pledge. Subscribe to the channel. Love you guys. Another dab.